Let's listen to this proud professor of music.
That's satire.
I've never seen such a disgusting series of plot choices in my life.
Stories which are shocking and alarming about
happy scenes we want to hold on to forever.
It may be achieved through the use of previous sound recordings.
What appears to be a very ritualized, planned setting using
an elaborate criminal conspiracy
and other assorted things, anything that happens to be around.
Now, who lives in Snake Mountain?
I'm June Lockhart, and I've served a lot of
Worcestershire sauce
to my family. But
four adorable puppies.
Can be a little greasy.
So have I.
You'll find some things you may not like, but the dirt and grease will wash off.
The nose, of course, is placed in the middle, just below
my butt.
Stand up tall with your arms outstretched in front of you, and open and close your fingers with the music. Ready.
Look how they reach out and grab
my butt.
Oh, I don't think we'll ever get out of this alive.
I immediately attempted to raise the gear and then contacted the tower to request instructions.
Stay clear of the tentacles.
We will repeat.
Stay clear of the testicles.
You offered them their own nuts.
Yes.
Now stand by the main hatch.
Then start masturbating.
Okay, Bert.
Captain, I have taken the liberty to arrange a decoy ship filled with robots moving on an exact course at the very edge of the Vega system.
Where everything was white and misty.
Fluffy. White. Swirling.
Weak and twisted.
It's time for cat massage.
Now you kill it.
Do you love your cat?
I love little pussy.
So do I.
And so does Frank.
Pussy and I very gently will play.
Push your fingers in there and it's nice and moist.
And she'll like me because I am gentle and good.
For a long time she was happy and contented.
Then in 1876...
she was tired of it.
Pussy cat, where have you been?
In solitary confinement on death row at the Oklahoma State Penitentiary.
I've been to London to look at the Queen. Pussy cat, what did you there?
Look at that one with the bright red hair.
It is ready for injection.
Remember to call your local poison control center or 911 first.
No, I can't. Anyway, how is your sex life?
Can be extremely dangerous.
For 5 points, here's question number 7.
Do you have any words for your private parts?
It was called Mr. Bungle.
Put it away.
I shall cut off your
dick.
Then their kitchen sliced at an angle.
If I see a very special land.
This is something quite familiar to you. The four-stroke cycle commonly used on
your mother.
Gee, does Mommy know?
Mom's gonna be sore. Just you wait.
I suspect their answers would be the same. Ward off their kind attentions with spells or weapons of control.
But what about these
testicles?
Divide them equally.
You wanna play with the hairy ones?
Break them down.
And they want a great big huge knife.
There's one for each testicle.
Just keep one
inside the piano.
The other one is kept in the kitchen.
Where they're warm and well protected.
Thousands of Americans, people like ourselves, are giving of themselves to reclaim their children and win back their communities.
With sadomasochistic chains and demonic painted faces.
And you see a co-worker and you think
her two friends could do with a square meal too. But you should offer a spell of your own or use whatever weapons you have against them. Now, pause the tape and find out what will be served up to you.
This loaded syringe or these pretty colored pills.
Oh, boy!
I take the pills because they make me feel better, all right?
Feel so creamy warm.
Feel like I just lost my best horse.
Keep in mind that no one has ever handled your horse's feet.
I know I can handle that.
What do you think, Wish Bear?
I think at least one of their outfits should fit each of us.
Let's look at some examples of the kinds of things each of us can do
with a yellow umbrella.
He could cram it up his butt.
That's what I'm going to do.
Go on, open it.
I can't.
Can you even see my butt?
No, I can't. Anyway, how is your sex life?
Oh, I was trying to forget about that.
Don't forget your bedroom manners.
You forgot to take
the Tidy Bowl Man
to bed with you.
Here again is another sexual menace.
I'm Leonard Nimoy.
You have the biggest dick I've ever seen.
It is 26 inches in length,
and Bill was so little.
I can't be more than 3 inches.
But for smaller hands,
just the perfect size.
Look at the size of these balls.
You must find them both for me.
I'll go and put them in some water.
He had them beaten
with axes, hoes, pikes,
and fastening hooks.
Then try to bust your opponent's balls.
Isn't it about time you try something new?
Let's try on this suit and see how you look.
You fucking look like a slut.
And who could ask for a nicer way to go to school? Before school starts.
Hear the space monsters rumbling and growling outside.
It's a really, really big mistake. It might be the worst mistake of your life. Might be the last one you're ever able to make.
I do hope so.
Until we meet again. My friends.
Go fuck yourself.
And that was the end of
satire.